that 52-inch flat-screen TV you just bought your loved one, or yourself, for the holidays should be arriving any day now. And what a deal. Nice picture, good price, delivered right to your door. And since you made that purchase online, you weren't charged California sales tax for the shiny new piece of technology. Here's the thing, though. There's a good chance you owe the California government some money. And the state needs it. You know it. I know it. And Governor Jerry Brown knows it. In what he called an open letter to the people of California yesterday, Governor Brown announced his intention to raise the state income and sales taxes. The governor says the measure will raise $7 billion in new funds for education and public safety. It's not the first time the governor has tried to find a way to increase sales tax revenue. In September, he asked online retailer Amazon.com to start charging sales tax on products it sold Californians. But to date, they haven't collected a cent. To help untangle the tax question, we turn to KALW's Jamie Katsoufis. First things first, Jamie, why is Amazon not charging Californians sales tax?
Well, to answer that question, we got to take it back to 1992. Cue the beat, Chris.
All right, that music takes us right back to 1992.
Right. So in a case called Quill versus North Dakota, the Supreme Court ruled that retailers do not have to collect sales tax for any state that they don't have a physical presence in. So, in other words, Quill Corporation, with its headquarters in Delaware, didn't have to collect sales tax for mail-order purchases made by customers in North Dakota, for example. So today, under the same laws and reasoning, it means an online retailer like Amazon, with its headquarters in Seattle, doesn't have to collect sales tax in California.
All right. So then how come when I buy something online, I can still end up owing the state money?
Right. The ruling exempts companies from collecting a sales tax, but it doesn't exempt the citizen from having to pay one.
Well, how does that work?
Well, the government still needs its money, so they just change the name from sales tax to use tax. But nomenclature aside, the money is pretty much the same. So hold on to that TV receipt, Ben, because it's your duty as a Californian to declare that to the state tax board.
Well, what if I don't?
To be honest, you wouldn't be alone. I went to Best Buy and talked with shoppers about whether they declare their use tax to the state government, and not a single person I talked to even knew what a use tax was.
That's really not that big a surprise. You're listening to Cross Currents, and we're talking with Jamie Katsoufis about online taxation. So, Jamie, a lot of us don't know about or think to pay the use tax. What can the state do about that problem?
The California state government has only one weapon, the tax audit. Audits are very consuming ordeals with serious repercussions, especially when they're done at the state level. The thing is, fighting use tax evaders with an audit is like trying to kill a cloud of mosquitoes with a rifle. You might really kill a couple of mosquitoes, but it's not going to fix the problem.
Okay, well, so with a big online retailer like Amazon, how big a mosquito problem are we talking about? How much money is California losing every year to these undeclared use taxes?
Amazon.com is the nation's number one online retailer. Number two is Staples, and they collected $160 million for the California state government in 2010.
That's from both online and physical retail sales. They have stores, right?
Yeah. So experts estimate Amazon should be collecting somewhere around $200 million each year for California.
$200 million that the California state is not getting.
Yeah, and that's money the state needs badly, like $20 billion badly.
Okay, so well, to cover that seemingly annual budget shortfall, let's be clear, Jamie, this $200 million would be coming from where?
From us, Ben. Residents of the state of California who failed to properly report and pay the use tax for goods they purchased on Amazon.com.
Okay, so what is the proposed solution?
After some posturing and huffing and puffing from all sides, Amazon ultimately agreed to go hand-in-hand with the state of California and local brick-and-mortar retailers to pass a nationwide bill that simplifies the tax code and mandates that online retailers collect sales tax for all states. Plain, simple.
And slow. It's not actually moving very fast through the federal government yet, right?
Right.
But if it were to pass and there were a federal mandate to collect these taxes, that would make everybody happy.
Almost. Governments get their sales tax money. Amazon is free to establish warehouses and headquarters wherever they want. And physical retailers don't feel like online retailers are getting an unjust competitive advantage.
But what about us shoppers?
Well, that's a good point. We, the people buying stuff, are arguably left holding the bag here. The legislators behind the bill are arguing that it's not really creating any new tax, but in practice, it's pretty much a legislative shakedown that will leave our pockets less full.
Are there any other solutions?
Well, this research into taxation got me thinking. What if we abolish the sales tax entirely?
Well, that actually sounds very Oregon of you, Jamie.
Right. They don't charge sales tax in Oregon, or New Hampshire, or Alaska. And there's some serious upsides. Businesses are happy, people are happy.
But the government, they're going to lose a lot of money then.
Right. But somehow they make it work in Oregon. So I gave the former state economist a call to see how they do it. His name's Tom Potowski.
Okay. Here's Jamie Katsoufis talking with former Oregon state economist Tom Potowski about getting rid of the state sales tax.
So let's start with Oregon. Why don't they have a sales tax?
Well, I think Oregon is steeped in history in that we started off, in the 20th century with instituting an income tax to replace a state property tax and have never really ventured into the sales tax area. And so it's gone to the voters 9 times to try to implement a sales tax, and every time it's been defeated at the polls. And part of it is, I think, the feeling that if the state would institute a sales tax, and even though it may, say, decrease the tax rates on the income tax, so it would be what we call tax neutral. The state would still collect the same amount, but it would just be, in essence, from different groups of people. There's this fear that if you let one tax base be added to the overall tax structure, you're just opening the door for higher tax increases.
And for California, could they get rid of their sales tax?
California could do away completely with its sales tax and not have to worry about this as a base. And they would have to turn around and, of course, increase their state income tax if they're going to have any chance of getting out of budget holes that they find themselves in now. It really doesn't matter, in a sense, where revenues are collected from, as long as your base that you're collecting them from meet up with your objectives as to your provision of public services.
That's Tom Potowski, the former state economist for Oregon, talking with KALW's Jamie Katsoufis. You're listening to Cross Currents. So, Jamie, do you think losing the state sales tax in California would be good for the state ultimately or not?
Well, as Tom explained, California can get revenue from anywhere. If they drop the sales tax, they would have to make it up somewhere else. Higher property taxes, higher income taxes. But in the final analysis, it really comes down to a question of governmental philosophy. To oversimplify a bit, a sales tax favors the rich, an income tax favors the poor. And with the Occupy movement drawing our attention to the widening wealth gap, it will be very interesting to see how these various ballot initiatives are received. But it's also important to note, California's budget problems are bigger than sales tax or no sales tax. We need more revenue, less spending, or both.